Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free Packet 8 line. That's 1-800-259-9231. As in packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Your show. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever you want. Though we're going to start out here tonight. I know you've got an email about God.
Yes.
Mark, coming up. But first, to ABC News' medical unit. I'm not sure why the medical unit's reporting on this. Oh, I guess it's because it's brain research. Though it's about brand names. You know, Tommy Hilfiger, Coca-Cola, BMW, brand names. Your brain may figure out what you'll snatch up for this holiday season's gifts even before you check your lists, according to new research presented today. Well-known commercial brands have now been proven to get a positive emotional reaction from the human brain, according to research presented at the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America in Chicago. Scientists found that your brain might make purchase decisions for you based just on a product's brand name. To understand how different brands, product brands, affect the German brain, a team of German researchers used a functional MRI machine, or fMRI, to test 20 adult men and women. Now, of course, 20 people, not a large sample size, but interesting nonetheless. The volunteers were shown logos of well-known car manufacturers as well as insurance companies, followed by other lesser-known logos. The resulting fMRI images showed that well-known brands activated an area of the brain involved in positive emotions, such as emotions associated with a reward. The lesser-known brands elicited brain activity reflective of a negative emotional response. Surprisingly, the brain's reactions had nothing to do with what product or service the logo was selling. The response depended on how strong or familiar that brand was, in that if the brand was on television a lot, people were very aware of its logo and the brand name itself, then there was a more favorable response towards it.
So just advertising would make a more favorable response?
That's pretty much what they're saying here, yeah.
Does that mean if we saw a swastika often enough that we would have a more favorable response towards it?
I don't know.
I'm just thinking of the worst brand, the worst logo I can think of, and a swastika's got to be the worst logo I can come up with.
That's an interesting point. I mean, maybe just because there's nothing specifically negative associated with these brands.
Well, certainly there's something negative associated with lots of brands.
Well, right. Well, okay, yes. I mean, with a brand like Walmart, you're going to get some negative responses. With a McDonald's, you're going to get
Texaco, Procter & Gamble, there's all kinds of...
Sure, I think there's going to be exceptions to this, but nonetheless, I think it's interesting. Let me continue. The response depended on how strong or familiar the brand was. That observation is consistent with what marketing executives see in real life. Quote, it's not necessarily the brand identity that resonates with people, but the meaning within that matters, according to the vice president of brand experience at Design Continuum in Boston. Brands communicate meaning that elevates the status of that brand, according to Bruchert. The brain had an easier time processing images of strong brands, according to today's research. Lesser-known brands demanded more action from parts of the brain responsible for memory as well as negative emotion. This kind of research is called brain branding. It's a special approach to studying how the brain perceives and processes commercial brands, quote, to determine whether companies have a direct hit with their target audience. Researchers might use the technique to study neuroeconomics, which is basically the study of why people decide to buy what they buy. It's a hot and developing area of market and economic research. Quote, the vision of this research is to better understand the needs of people and to create markets that are more oriented towards satisfaction of those needs, according to the study author. Study authors hope the research will shed light on the power of brand names and will help create markets that fit people better fit people's needs and wallets. Now, what I think is interesting is it sort of backs up what you see a lot, and I think this is just sort of confirming what advertisers have known for a long time, or at least consistent advertisers. The Budweisers, the Coca-Cola.
I don't feel like there's anything new here.
Right, the Pepsi. No, this isn't new, but it might be news to somebody. Okay. You're an ad guy, so of course it's not new to you.
Right.
I think a lot of people take these things for granted, and they don't understand why, for instance, Budweiser consistently runs advertisements on television, print ads, you know, on the side of the the stadium. You know, wherever they can put ads, they are running ads. And you think to yourself, when you see stuff like that, you might think to yourself, gosh, why does Budweiser need to run all these advertisements? I mean, everybody knows who they are. Aren't they just throwing money down the advertising rat hole? Well, the answer is no. And this study exemplifies why the answer is no. Because Budweiser continues to, or Coca-Cola or whatever, continues to push their brand on people. Just even just seeing the logo is enough. Like, if you've established your product well enough to where you can see the logo and know what that is, then that's still getting impressions on people's minds. And all of these impressions, all of these iterations of encountering a brand name or logo or just the name, just on the radio, just the name, in a tagline, for instance, has an effect on you at a very subliminal level to where maybe you aren't a very frequent beer buyer. I'm not, for instance. But maybe if I was to want to go and buy some beer, I might just walk into the store and I might just choose Budweiser simply because it's the most familiar of all of the brands to me.
Right. Familiarity is comfort for most people.
Right.
I think that for almost for all people.
Which is what they're saying here. It feels good to them to see those brands.
If you walk into a bar, and I'm just, I you would probably have to walk into a bar in a foreign country for this to happen. But the, you know, here you hear brand X, brand Y, brand Z, and Budweiser. You'd have to be in a mood to pick one of the other brands,
yeah.
Whereas if you're not really thinking about it, Budweiser is going to be the one that you pick.
Hey, it might even come out of your mouth without even thinking.
Right.
So this is just backing up what I think a lot of advertisers already know, and I think it's interesting to put it in front of people so they can maybe become more conscious of it. Because as a good consumer, you want to fight this. And I like talking about consumer things from time to time on this show. I consider myself a relatively apt consumer. I like to compare prices. I like to compare features on products. And I don't like to allow my... I don't like to be programmed by advertising to where I'm going to respond when I see a brand name. And I think I'm pretty good about that. Though there may have been some instances where I might not have been aware of it and I responded to brand. I don't know if everybody thinks that they're necessarily good at it.
Oh, like, I'm not controlled by advertising.
Well, you can go into my kitchen and you'll find that there's a generic brand cereal, a private label cereal in there without, you know, Kellogg's.
Only thing you've been sold, my friend, is the generics line of advertising. Well, our products
There are no advertising for generics.
But it's just clever stuff.
What are you talking about?
Well, our products are as good. You know, you've been sold the store brand line, which is, wow, these things are
made
by the same companies.
Nobody has ever pushed that. Nobody has ever pushed that.
Oh, absolutely. Where did I come up with that? These products are made by the same companies that make the Birdseye cans, our beans.
Well, I don't know. Where did you come up with that? Because there's no sort of infomercial out there that encourages people to buy private labels.
Private label because you are attracted to what they're selling.
I'm attracted to price
You're selling price. That's what private label is.
Okay.
Slightly substandard food.
That's not true.
Because
they're made by the same companies.
They're not. Not always.
Some of them are, and some of them aren't.
Right.
Some of them are made by private label companies that
right.
just... that
Birdseye, for instance, just is...
What is
just,
Birdseye?
Birdseye does vegetables.
Okay.
They have just said that they're going to get out of the private label business and completely focus on their brand.
I've never seen private label veggies. Okay, yeah, I've seen bagged
sure
salad. I've seen bagged salad.
Bagged salad? Cans. Cans of food.
Oh, you mean canned food. Right.
Yeah, cans of
so
vegetables.
So Birdseye is canned food. I didn't realize
that.
They
do all of it.
Okay.
They do frozen food, they do canned food.
Well, there's two ways that private labels work. There are private label manufacturers that crank out different private label brands. So, for instance, you might shop at, up here we shop at a store called Price Chopper, 24 hours a day, nice grocery store, very cool. And down south, it was a place called Publix where we shopped at. Now, there's a chance that both of those companies order products from the same private label manufacturer. It's just that they slap different labels on their products as they're going out the door to the different companies they sell to. Or in some cases, there is actually a name brand manufacturer that does private label manufacturing as well. But nonetheless, interesting consumer stuff here. That people respond on a very positive emotional basis to positive brand labels. Very interesting. 800-259-9231. Coming up, Mark wants to talk about God. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Tuesday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet-A toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get on the listener map. Head over to map.freetalklive.com and add yourself to it. There's over 1,700 of our listeners that have decided to participate in said listener map, and you could as well. Or you can just go there and scroll around the world and see who else is listening to Free Talk Live at map.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the email box, Mark. Your email box. Some God emails have come in. What do you got?
Yes, God's been emailing me again.
You are special.
He wants needs a little advice, I guess. From Mobile Digit, the absence of evidence, if evidence is absence. I don't know. Clearly, Mobile Digit's an atheist guy, and he sounds like he wants to get into it with me. But it says, hello, Mark. What evidence is there for the existence of God?
None whatsoever.
And that I assume that he wants you to take up his side because he's...
be happy to.
He's not calling in, so here you go. I think that... what evidence is there? Like, you know, hard, fast evidence.
An old science, book.
Scientific evidence. I don't think an old book is evidence that God exists, but it is evidence that other people think that God exists.
Uh-huh. There's plenty of that.
Yeah, like 98% of people believe that God exists. More than that.
Based on nothing.
Other than their belief that God exists.
Right.
You know, and I think that, you know, that many people wanting something might be an indication... you know, believing that something exists might be an indication that they've had some kind of evidence. You know, in their life, they believe that something's happened, that they should believe in a God.
Okay, well, there's certainly some strange things that have occurred to people's lives that are maybe unexplainable, but usually once you get scientists around, they can usually come up with an explanation.
So a scientist is the only one who can come up with evidence, or would you say that there's other kinds of evidence?
I would say there are certainly very interesting stories out there.
Okay. Well, I'd say there's things called, like, empirical evidence, things that you've gathered throughout your life that you interpret in certain ways. There's circumstantial evidence. Evidence isn't necessarily, you know, something hard, fast, exhibit A. This is proof positive.
Okay.
Evidence is something interpretive at the same time. You know, you can have a gun as evidence, you know, people's evidence A, and that doesn't mean that I killed anybody. It's just a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So evidence is, you have to interpret evidence.
I see.
For it to be true. So I say there's lots of evidence for God.
The trees, the stars.
Right. All those things, fine. You know, the universe is such a big place.
Hmm.
You know that I...
Is there more than one God, or did just the one God create the entire universe?
I don't think there's any evidence.
Was it a team of gods?
I don't think there's any evidence for, you know, whether or not there's a God or a team of gods.
God have a consciousness?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
no evidence for that either.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I believe there's a God because it all just looks too planned and too complicated to me to be anything else. For instance,
so
I like to use the example as some evidence that the moon appears in the sky as exactly the same size as the sun. I mean...
Coincidence.
It's just a coincidence that it's exactly the same size. I mean, we're talking about two spherical objects that are, you know, 93 million miles apart that are, you know, just totally different sizes. One of them's, you know, compared to the other, is a pebble to a... What's the biggest round thing I can think of? Something really big and round. I don't know. I mean, it's just so... It's like a pebble compared to Earth.
Uh-huh.
Compared,
wow.
Yeah, with Earth compared to...
And the trees are so pretty, and the sky is blue.
And this is evidence of a creator?
I don't think that, you know, you're minimizing it. The exact same size. And the others, in order to say that there's not a God, you should have some kind of alternative explanation.
Well, you know, if I hold my thumb up at the moon, it's the same size, too.
Well, you'd have to move it to, you know, back and forth.
Not very far.
Well, you know, a couple of feet because you're looking from your eye, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. If the moon was moved way the heck out there, it'd be a lot
mm-hmm.
different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not a real good explanation. And, Ian...
But you don't believe
you
that
don't have any other explanation besides... Like, I'm just a curmudgeon. I don't believe in crap. You can't prove it. I'm not sure about God, but you can't prove it, darn it. And, like, that leaves people kind of empty. People want a better explanation than that. And
I don't have to have an explanation.
No, you don't have to have an explanation. And you're not even...
I don't toil thinking of these things.
No, you don't. But this guy asked me,
yeah.
So it's my job to think about it
and give
him an answer.
So you believe there's a creator, but not specifically a ruling God. You don't believe that the God has a set of rules that he wants you to follow, or he's a good God or a bad God or any of that.
I think that there's... I think that God is a good God because he created good in man, and I have the option of being good.
Okay.
So the fact that he created good makes him a good God.
So what,
an evil God wouldn't create good, or a benign God wouldn't create good.
So if you believe that there's a God, does your religious belief go any further than that?
A little bit, but it's
do
only,
you believe there's
it's only
an
in the practice.
Do you believe that there's any of the other trappings of religion that a lot of other people believe?
I believe in an afterlife. I don't believe that it's good or bad. I don't believe in heaven or hell. Like, you know, good people go here, bad mm-hmm. people go there. This is the arbitrary set of rules.
Where do you go? Is it an alternate dimension where everybody's just having a big party? Or I mean, what happens in Mark's afterlife?
I believe that we're all pieces of God.
That's very New Agey.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Awesome, isn't it?
Okay.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, that's
so
what
piece are you?
Which piece?
Yeah.
Well, God doesn't have a physical form. So
I see.
Yeah. So, and I think we sort of pick our roles and that kind of thing. But, you know, my religion's a New Agey one. I promise. I won't kill anyone over it. So
that's
it doesn't
good.
Matter, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's a story that I've picked out, and I'm going to live
that's
by
nice.
It because it's fun.
So, did Mobile Digit have more, or was that it?
No, that was it. What's the evidence for the existence of that?
Oh, you were just asking.
And I have another email that I thought would be interesting counterpoint to
so
it.
So your answer is circumstantial.
Circumstantial evidence, you know.
Evidence that resonates with me. Evidence that makes me feel like there's a God. It's not anything that any scientist would look at and say, yep, there's a God.
Well,
because science, when you apply science to religion, it just all crumbles. I mean, there's nothing. There's no scientific evidence that you can prove the existence of a God with.
Not
you
today.
Just feel like there's a God because of certain factors
there's
that make you believe.
There's certainly
that.
Some questions left in science as to whether or not there's a God. But no, you can't use science to prove that God there's a God today. You know, maybe some point in the future, but
okay.
And then all the atheists just look like jerks.
But then we would. You're
so
right.
Alexander emails in, and I think this is a great counterpoint. You know, I've had some problems with respect to the spiritual for some time, longer than I can remember. I've even considered myself an atheist recently. That said, I'm on the verge of taking that back after reading heavily into the American Revolution and the eerie coincidental death of Adams and Jefferson on July 4th. Do you think that it was a coincidence, or do you think that certain things are, in fact, unexplainable? I thought maybe you could help me with this problem of mine, and I'm just glad, for his mental sake, that he didn't bother emailing you with this. Anyway, I responded to him because I...
You're certainly a believer in coincidences. He emailed the right guy.
I didn't read this on air. I just didn't think it was one of those things to be read. But I responded to it, and I said, Alexander, this is the very reason that I believe in God. A good one...
coincidences.
A good one, because he created good, a choice to be good. It seems beyond coincidence to me that the moon is exactly the right size to fit over the sun,
uh-huh.
in an eclipse, and that they're obviously different sizes, but exactly the right distances to appear the same size. I see evolution from primates to be unlikely. Maybe somehow, but explain this to me. An adult male chimpanzee can lift a small car over his head with one hand. An adult male gorilla has been observed to bench press 3,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what they could train the monkey to do. Who knows what he could bench press? If evolution was in complete control, I know that the smart weak guy, might be able to beat a dumb strong guy, but the strong, smart guy
we
is going to get the girl
back with
every
more
time.
Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joey, Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. There's lots to talk about there, lots of people to interact with, and it's all completely free. bbs.freetalklive.com. So get interactive. All right. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. Get registered now for it. The three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, New Hampshire, with the summit of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get more information there as well. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Mark, you were kind of rushing at the end of your God email, and you kind of got it all out, but we didn't really have a chance to reflect on it. So if you could, just jump back maybe two or three sentences, and let's continue here.
Oh, I think that everybody got my... Anyway, I'll just go here. An adult male chimpanzee can lift a small car over his head with one hand. Ask Jane Woodall. That's where I got that information from. An adult male gorilla has been observed to bench press 3,000 pounds, and that's just what they could train it to do. Who knows what the monkey can bench?
Okay.
4,000? That's mm-hmm. 2 tons. If evolution was in complete control, I know a smart, weak guy might be able to beat a strong, dumb guy.
But smart, weak guy. Oh,
like
okay.
You.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Be able to beat a strong, dumb guy. Well, we don't really have any of those in the show. But the strong, smart guy, that's me, will get the girl and pass on his genes every single time.
Okay, so you're saying that the fact that weaklings like me exist, that evolution isn't a fact?
I think it seems obvious, yeah.
That I am the counter-argument to evolution?
There you sit.
Now, wait, are you...
In your underpants.
So, wait, are you suggesting that... what's the suggestion here,
My
though?
Suggestion is that, you know, there's no counter-argument to creationism accept, which you take a great point, which is, I don't know what I believe, but I don't believe in God, and you can't prove it. It's excellent. It's a point. You take no position.
I think
evolution
is pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a pretty good theory.
Evolution, I agree evolution's a pretty good theory, but yeah. I don't believe it explains everything, and it's not sufficient for me.
Okay.
And I believe that if we evolve from primates, that, you know, the primates that are there now prove that they are significantly stronger than we are. Like, really, really a lot stronger than they are. Like, if a chimpanzee, this little short chimpanzee, gets a hold of you, he can rip your arms off and beat you to death with them, both okay. of them. They bend big steel bars on their cages. These are really strong animals.
That's only in the movies.
No. I've seen an adult male chimpanzee in a train car cage thing, and these two, they must have been an inch and a half, 2-inch bars, were bent. Now, he did it over a period of time.
Okay.
He couldn't get through them.
Right.
But he had bowed these damn things
gotcha.
Enough to let you know, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I'm coming through. One of these days, I'm going to get you kids.
Right.
Anyway, I'm sorry. If these primates can get that strong, mm-hmm. why am I not that strong? I know that strength is an important evolutionary trait, just like brains are.
Okay. I don't have an answer. I'm not an evolutionary guy. I haven't really followed.
They can't explain that. No one's ever.
I'm sure somebody can.
I've been asking the same question.
Where's Johnson when you need him?
Johnson's always going to come up with something, and then when I make my point too well, he's just going to make a lot of noise. Anyway, I'm not saying that it's proof positive. I can't prove positively that God exists. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you people wouldn't have any legs to stand on, and your arguments would have been squashed
so,
up
now,
to this point.
But so, if you believe that God exists, but you're not really a fan of the whole evolution thing, but you sort of believe, do you sort of believe in evolution, but sort of not really?
I believe it's evolution.
It's not a full, that doesn't tell the full story.
Right, I believe it's somewhat guided.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't have anything to say to it, you know. That's your beliefs.
Yeah, it's just a belief.
Other people believe that God had everything to do with it, mm-hmm. and then there's people like me that really don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here now. That's what matters to me. What happened billions of years ago? Academic, in my book. 800-259-9231, that's the toll-free number. Let's jump back to cops here for a moment, since we've been sort of on a cop theme this week. This one came in from a listener from MyDailyRecord.com, North Carolina. Sampson County deputies hit the lottery on Thursday. Can you believe this?
Ding,
the
ding.
Cops actually got together and they bought some lottery tickets and the entire department won! $47,580 in U.S. cash. Oh, wait, no. It was hidden in a black Cadillac. They didn't actually enter the lottery. They stole somebody's money. Nobody's been charged with any crime, but the Sampson Sheriff's Office has confiscated the large amount of cash, suspecting it was used for drug deals. The money was found after a traffic stop by the Highway Enforcement Awareness Team on Interstate 40. A canine alerted that there may have been drugs in the vehicle, which allowed deputies to perform a non-consensual search. The searching officers found the cash in a manila envelope in the trunk of the car. Quote, any amount of money that's over $8,000 or $9,000 can be seized or investigated. Oh, really, Sheriff Jimmy Thornton? Is that true? Maybe that's only true in North Carolina. Because here, not here, I say here because I'm so used to being in Florida. Back when we were in Florida, we had a story last week, I think it was last week, about the Bradenton Police Department. They'll take $20 from you. If you've got a 20 in your pocket, they'll take it from you after you've signed a form that essentially gives up your rights to the money. So, I think they're being a little less than honest here. Anyway, the sheriff said a hearing will be set up and the individual will be able to contest why the money belonged to him was legit. The sheriff said, and how do you think those contestations go
well,
for the people?
I imagine they probably go, they go really well for the police and the powers that be.
I'd imagine the odds that you're going to get your $80,000 or $47,000 back.
Yeah, you're going to have to appeal it a few times before you're even going to have really a shot.
And by that time, how much have you spent on a lawyer?
Right.
The sheriff said it's about a six-month process to set up the hearing. So, hey, you just had your life savings taken. Now you get to live for 6 months before you actually get to go to the hearing to demand or beg, rather, for your money back. He said it's a six-month process, and to determine why the man had a large amount a hearing and determine why the man had a lot of large amount of money. He said since the dog sniffed out the cash, there's a good possibility it could have been used in drug transactions. Hello, I think the studies have shown that pretty much a lot of the cash in America has evidence of drug transactions on it. And can't they teach dogs to sniff for cash? I think they can.
I can't see why they couldn't.
Yeah,
I
mean, cash smells like cash, and if you can train a dog to find
like
drugs.
It smells like a bunch of people have touched a piece of paper. Ugh.
Since the dog hit on it, alerted the money, which would indicate there are drugs involved, said the sheriff. The driver of the vehicle, who could give no account for having the cash, was given a receipt for the money and was allowed to leave the scene with no criminal charges. Is this bewildering to you as it is to me? The cops make the allegation that, well, this cash is tainted. This cash could be from a drug transaction. But there's not enough evidence, even though we believe that it has a drug history, that we're not going to be able to arrest you. So you go on your way and we'll just keep this safe for you. I mean, doesn't it seem weird? If the guy's a drug dealer, then arrest him on a drug charge. And confiscate his cash at that point.
Well, that would be difficult to do if he, you know...
Right, then you'd have to have some evidence.
Yeah.
Anyway, the benefit of the traffic unit was demonstrated once again, said the sheriff. If drug dealers want to run their drugs in cash on the roadways in Sampson County, then they have to deal with the consequences. Sampson deputies were also busy Saturday night operating two DWI checkpoints in the county. It was very successful, said the sheriff, who was on the scene with a mobile magistrate's office and breathalyzer station known as the Batmobile. These guys just have a good old time out there,
name.
Don't they?
They're off, you know, it's their, they're using the Batmobile and the Operation Dimebag.
He said the final numbers are not in, but several DWI arrests were made. Deputies also found some marijuana in a vehicle during the checkpoint. Boy, they're really keeping us safe, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really... That's great. DWI checkpoints. You know, that's something else we didn't touch on yesterday when we had all the cops on the air with us. But that's another one that pretty much bugs me. The idea that because there are some people who are irresponsible and driving while drunk means that I have to be stopped and harassed.
People could be breaking the law, so we have to stop all the cars.
Right. 800-259-9231. I got a problem with that. I think we got an email about the cops here coming up as well. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Even in these remaining moments, it is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. Final segments of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. We do ask that you support the show by voluntarily shopping with us. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and buy some stuff. They've got 35 categories of products, everything from the latest and hottest DVDs to books to office products, sporting goods, accessories, baby stuff, furniture, I mean, you name it. If it's at a department store, odds are good Amazon has it. And if it's not at the department store, odds are good Amazon's got it. I mean, they've got high-end electronics, everything you can possibly imagine you can buy at Amazon. Make sure you enter through our website. See, here's the key. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then anything that you purchase at that point, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of. So amazon.freetalklive.com, great way to get your holiday shopping done. I had a couple listeners, in fact, our board op told me that he's doing his holiday shopping on amazon.freetalklive.com.
I'm going to be buying some stuff for the Christmas holiday on amazon.freetalklive.
And the prices are great as is. Because they're online, they don't have the overhead of those box stores, they don't have to pay rent, except for their warehouse somewhere. And so the prices are great. You've got the added benefit of free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their products. In fact, I believe that every product in their grocery store, their new grocery is a free state with Super Saver shipping product. So great reasons to buy at amazon.freetalklive.com. You don't even have to lift more than a few fingers, and you get the stuff you need and want delivered to your door. In fact, I believe you can even gift wrap and gift ship items to people that are across the country as well. So, I mean, you don't even have to do the wrapping if you don't want to. And if you don't know what to buy, get a gift certificate. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of those, too. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get a bunch of gift certificates. So, Mark, let's go to the email box. You got one from Zeus about the police.
Well, yeah, he sums up this his two cents on the cop saga. When I was growing up, I admired the cops. I thought they were the guys kicking the crap out of the violent thugs and protecting us. Real life superheroes. Then I grew up and realized that the average American cannot go through their whole life without at least one run-in, more likely than not, with these guys. The experiences I and many friends and relatives have isn't just anger or hate, but fear.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are terrified of cops like they would be terrified if Satan or Hitler himself were standing there. I don't know, I hate Satan or Hitler. But there are definitely people that would let crimes occur to them and will not report them because they're scared of the
really?
Cops.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Those people are not usually white.
I see.
And these are completely law-abiding citizens that are... There's no such thing as a law-abiding citizen.
That's true.
There's too many laws for anybody to be a law-abiding citizen. Cops are not law-abiding citizens.
Nope.
Okay, some being so frightened of cops that they automatically assume that they get if they get pulled over for something, that the cop is probably going to shoot them in the head or plant evidence on them or throw them in jail. If not, at the very least, that they're going to give them hell.
Mm-hmm. They're very rarely courteous, very rarely nice.
I don't know.
There are some exceptions.
I find, when they deal with me, when I deal with them, I usually find myself walking away from the interaction pleased.
Well, that's good. You also are an upper class or a upper middle class white man, mm-hmm. middle-aged white man driving a decent looking vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a poor person who's driving a beat up old Cadillac or mm-hmm. something like that, then their demeanor might be a little different, especially if you get a cop that's on a fishing expedition or if you're teenagers and a cop pulls a car full of teenagers over.
Right. And the power that the bad cops have, it sullies the good cops.
Well, I've got a guy actually on the law enforcement forums who's been private messaging me
mm-hmm.
and essentially saying, he's bummed that he's sort of grouped in with the rest of the bad guys.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel fair to him that he knows there are bad cops out there, and it bums him out that everybody just sort of includes him in that group, even though he claims to not be one of them. And I can understand where he's coming from on that.
It's got to be tough. It has to be tough. You're trying to do your job, trying to protect the Constitution, trying to do what's right.
Right. It's like when people say that talk radio sucks and they haven't heard Free Talk Live yet.
Everybody who does a talk radio show out there is a conservative.
Right.
And one could make the case that there's a lot of conservative talk radio out there. One certainly can't make the case that Free Talk Live is a conservative.
Well, even
show.
If they weren't, I don't think you can make that case nowadays with the new progressive
but
talk
still,
shows.
You could still
say that they're all so political and it's so typical. I mean, if you don't like politics, then you're not going to like most of the talk radio.
Well, I'd say that that's probably true with Free Talk Live.
But we're
too.
Different. We're not politics like typical politics.
Not typical. We're issues oriented.
I want to destroy politics.
I know you do.
Right.
But we're still.
Anyway, so I understand how that cop feels.
Okay.
And it's, it's a cross he's got to bear. As long as the cops continue to enforce bad laws, and as long as the bad cops continue to be protected by the bad administrators. Because we've talked to cops who have quit being police because they were sick and tired of the regulations and the red tape that the administrators throw down on them when they know that the administrators themselves are corrupt. We've had cops tell us that the corruption rises through the ranks, and that's got to be frustrating as well when you're trying to help people and be a good guy and you discover that the bad guys are the ones that are in charge. You want to talk about frustrating? Oh my gosh, I can't imagine that.
And then, I mean, how can people not paint police as bad if a police department is bad?
Yep. There was one guy on the Free Talk Live BBS that came over from the law enforcement forums that admitted that some entire departments are corrupt.
Yeah.
And he just sort of shrugged it off.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do is what he said.
going on with Zeus's email here. While it may be going overboard into paranoia, he's talking about, being scared that cops are going to shoot them what do they call it, pullover?
Yeah, roadside pullover. I'm sure there's a more cop term for it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Something better.
Encounter.
Anyway, you've got to wonder, if you're a cop, just what is it about your profession that instills a level of fear or anger or hate in the same level as that of armed terrorists and monsters in people? Boogeymen.
The violence? What do you think?
I don't know. I know that if I was it was my job, if I was a photojournalist and I had a camera with me, I'd be spending as much time as possible videotaping interactions between police officers and black men. Because I know that inside, I keep doing it long enough, especially if I'm covert, I'm going to get something good.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And how about Hispanics now? How about with the immigration fervor in this country? How do you think they're going to get treated?
Just keep an eye on them.
How about Muslims? People wearing, Muslim stuff.
I don't think that happens so much.
Well, why?
It's a class issue.
What do you mean?
I think that, it's the lowest classes that have the most to worry about from
the police. From the police.
Yeah.
I got you.
Unfortunately.
So is that it from Zeus?
That's it from Zeus.
So why is it that people are deathly afraid of the police?
Some really are. I mean, there's neighborhoods,
I don't have anything. I'm not driving around with weed on my person. But when I get a flashing lights behind me, when I was here in Keene for the first few days, I was driving through downtown, and there was a cop that, you know, was right up behind me. You know how they get right up behind you? And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm getting pulled over already. And you get that adrenaline surge. I don't know if you get this, Mark, but I do.
Absolutely.
Why am I getting
an
adrenaline surge? It's because I've seen so much negativity from the police, not necessarily in person, but in instances in the news from friends of mine that have been treated poorly by the police. And they are scary people. I don't want to be scared of them. I know they're just people, and I know they've got problems like everybody else. I know all of this, but it doesn't prevent me from having that rush of adrenaline that happens when they get behind me. Now, luckily, he wasn't actually pulling me over. I sort of moved to the side. He moved on, and that feeling went away. But you never know what's going to happen. You never know if they're not going to take kindly to you and then throw a crack rock in the back of your car and then arrest you.
Well, I don't worry about that happening. I mean, that's not one of the concerns that I have when dealing with police. But I can tell you that every time I drive along and I see a police car, I notice them and I spend more time looking at them than I do at any other car.
Mm.
You know, if I drive by a maroon Outback, I don't spend any time looking at that car. But if I see a cop car, I pay attention to it. And that's because, you know, they're just... they could potentially be a problem for me because everybody breaks laws. The speed limits are set so low that, you just break them. The speed limits themselves are just fundraising, mechanisms for the local and state governments.
Well, they believe that they're doing the right thing by enforcing speed limits. They believe that they're helping people stay safe. But in fact, that's just a conflict between us and them. And they speed too, which is silly, of course.
Yeah. And they, you know, sometimes they'll turn their lights on to speed, but no, who's going to pull over a cop that's speeding in a cop car?
You can't pull over
a
cop.
What if I went after him and tried to you know, do a citizen's arrest?
You know what?
You'd find out who's in charge and who's the citizen real quick.
I think one of the reasons why people are so afraid is because they represent power. Just virtually unbridled power that could be unleashed on you at any moment. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark,
back tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time